I think John Key has massively overplayed this one. I think I know why he has overreacted. I think there have been a string of very unsatisfactory experiences that not just politicians, but other newsmakers and often hapless members of the public have had with Sunday paper news journalists who tend to toe the boundaries at times quite aggressively. And I think there's been a series of infractions and rows in that firmament. And I think this was in the nature of a last. I think, you know, senior cabinet ministers would have felt that really they had to put down a big marker, you know, this sort of thing will not escalate. And I mean, they do have a point. You can't really condone sneaky taping. It is actually against the law if you want to be really boring and middle class about it, but it is also rather sneaky. But I think National, you know, I don't think this will help National, because I think, I mean, by now it's kind of dumb not to release the audio. And even though the point of principle, I think, is quite justified, the net effect is that they look as if they had a bit of a bullshitty, you know, not terribly kind conversation about certain individuals or groups, and they've got caught out, and it's just not a good look. And it's a great distraction from policy, of course, which, you know, National was doing okay on the policy front, and that was the front on which it wanted to meet Labour quite as much as on personality politics. I suppose the only thing to say for it is that with this and the Greens' terrible mishap today, where a stupid Green worker has been discovered to be responsible for the mass defacing of National hoardings, that's kind of been another distraction that's really, for the last couple of days, taken the spotlight off Labour entirely. Just on that Green front, I don't think that this revelation will do the Greens any harm, because they have always played with such a straight back going back years and years that I think it would take a considerable cynic to imagine that Russell Norman or any of the Green MPs had any knowledge of this. Oh, you do just shake your head at the stupidity of people in election campaigns. And of course, meanwhile, we've got Paula Bennett, one of Paula Bennett's campaign officials, running around taking down Labour Party hoardings. I mean, even if he thought that he had the permission of the owners of the properties the hoardings were on to do it, which there's considerable question over, it's just such a bad look thing to do, and such a petty and unnecessary thing to do. Dear, plot loss, rampant plot loss. You do have to wonder what's in the tea, don't you?